Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And sometimes that is a smooth sailing, and sometimes your ass is in a sling, my man. People talk about speaking the truth. Let me tell you something about the truth, because I know a little bit some, I know how to.
Hold on, slow down.
Right. I know.
Slow down.
I know a little something about the truth.
All right.
This much I do know. When you speak the truth, if you don't have your ass in a sling to the point where you are worried about either your employment, your life, really sweating some aspect of your life, you haven't spoken any truth at all.
Wait a minute, man. Why has it got to be like that?
Because that's what truth, real truth. I'm not talking about, hey, the sun comes up where does the sun come up?
In the west.
Okay, thank you. Now I know it's the east.
Why?
Because I just go opposite of what you say.
You're a dumbass, man. Well,
you are like my ex-girlfriend. I ever tell you about my ex-girlfriend? Pardon me for just, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to go off of the, don't let me forget, I'm talking about truth, okay, Robert?
Let me write it down.
Write that down. All right. So anyway, I was with my ex-girlfriend, and this is 30-plus years ago. We're in the forests of, believe it or not, Florida. And I say believe it or not, I don't mean any disrespect. Florida has forests. Florida has pine forests, and it has some very lovely forests. In fact, if you've ever driven the Sunshine State Parkway up north through the center of the state, you see some rather beautiful ranch land and rolling hillside, and you do see these beautiful green pine forests that the state of Florida has. There's also a hiking trail in Florida. And I went on this hiking trail one weekend with my girlfriend at the time. Her name was Barbie. She is a great gal. She worked as a director at one of the local TV stations. I was a disc jockey, and Barbie, and we were in our 20s, and she was, working. She directed the nightly news, and she did a lot of stuff for them. So, and she was a hiker, and I liked it, but I hadn't been out hiking in so many years, and because I was a really old man at the time of whatever I was, 28, and or probably younger. So
you hadn't been, you're not old there.
But the point I'm trying to make is, bud, even at 26, I was sitting on my ass not doing much. Anyway, she's got a map, and she's also got us on the Florida Trail. And the Florida Trail has, just to make it even easier for you, has markings on it so you know you're going on the Florida Trail. All right. And those markings, in some instances, are nothing more than a blue strip, just a swipe of paint on a tree, blue paint. Just a small marking, nothing to injure the tree, but just a little marking to show you that you're going. All right. We're walking along, and it's beginning to get into the late afternoon hours. And what we're looking for as we are going to be camping out overnight, and I think we spent two or three nights camping out there on the Florida Trail, she says, we got to find water, and there is water due east. There's water due east. I said, okay. That sounds fantastic as we are walking into the setting sun.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. Not yeah.
No, man, because it would set, the sun set in the west.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See? So if you're walking directly into the setting sun and someone's telling you, yep, let's go, we're heading east, you know, you don't have to be Christopher Columbus. You ain't got to be James Cook. You don't even have to be a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout to know that is west that I'm going, because there's the sun going down. And I ain't any Daniel Boone either, but I know that that's, where. Anyways, no, this is where the trail leads, though, she said to me. So this was one of these classic moments of someone trusting a map or trusting that the actual information that they had on a map, that they were obviously misreading, was actually the information you should go by, as opposed to your own naked eyes and what. And this is a really intelligent woman, folks. I'm telling you, I knew Barbie to be a very intelligent woman. She's a great, a very admirable woman too. I mean, she was. Her younger brother was living with her. She had taken in her younger brother and was raising him, because her family was such a freaking mess. And she saved that boy's life, I'll tell you, man. Barbie and I would go out places, and we'd sometimes bring him with us. You know, I'm not going to give his name because I don't want to...
Well, just a hint.
I'm not going to give any name. I'm just saying that he was a good young guy, and we were in our late 20s. He was 15 at the time, so maybe it was fun for him to have such younger sort of parent figures or something. But nonetheless, I always admired her for that, and she cared enough about that kid. Sent him to school, you know, and made sure that his homework was done. I mean, this is a 26-year-old woman taking care of her 15-year-old brother. And we were out hiking. And he's with us. And I think he got what I was saying. But, you know, I don't think he would see, you know, he didn't want to say anything. So where I said, like, Barbie, we're heading into the setting sun. Uh-huh. And the sun sets in the west. Well, the trail here, the map says that we need to go this way. All right. Well, and as I think about it, maybe she thought that the map was wrong about going east. But everything else on the map was right, you know?
Yeah, that could be. Like, she thought, man, did she ever tell you, oh, yeah, maybe we're not supposed to go east?
No, she kept on saying, no, it's east. I know it's east. Here, see, here's the map we're going. I said, I know, maybe, but the sun, I just know the sun doesn't change directions, you know? You know, you don't want to be so smart-ass. Ultimately, what's the worst thing is going to happen is you're going to camp out for the night. Oh, there's no water here, and we're going to have to go find some. Well, what happened was, make a long story short, we wound up camping out finally. We finally just stopped and camped out. And I think at that point, she finally realized, you know what? Yeah, we have gone the wrong way. But as it turns out, way, way down this hill, way beyond the, actually, the limits of the Florida Trail and the state park or national park we were in, was a ranch house. And that's where Barbie's younger brother said, you know what? There's a house down there. Why don't I go down there and ask if I could use their hose? I go, that's a great idea. She goes, yeah, you do that. So he took off, and I don't know, you know, half hour later because...
half hour?
Yeah, I mean, it was a long way, you know.
Well, I mean, how'd you see this thing?
Well, it wasn't like I got out the binoculars and I'm Kit Carson going, uh-huh, I think I can see that. I mean, it was far enough away, you know.
Do you get the water?
Yeah. He said he knocked on the door. He said, hi, we're camping. We got lost. You mind if we run some water into our canteens? The guy said, not a problem. So he came back with full canteens. We were good. But we turned around and went the other way. But I thought it was interesting because, you know, we can convince ourselves of a lot of things. Some people are really more trusting of the printed word and what the official document says than what their actual eyes tell them. Now, I'm not trying to use this as some kind of a metaphor for people that have some lunacy ideas. Yes, I can see now where Obama is a psychopath leading us into the arms of a communist revival in Asia. Ha! Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much for giving it. No, I'm not saying that, because if your naked eyes tell you that, I would suggest first you need a psychiatrist, or maybe not that so much as just something else to do with your life. But there are some very obvious things that we don't trust, you know, especially like if we're in a rotten relationship.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're in a rot, like the other girlfriend I had with the rot relationship, you got to trust your eyes.
Okay, like what?
Yeah, what?
Well, she killed this guy. And when I came in, and she said, you know, meet me at the jail, okay?
Wait. She killed who? Who was this chick anyway?
That was my other girlfriend, Rosaline.
Rosaline. This ain't Vivienne.
No.
So what happened?
She called you up. She wanted you to come down and bail her out?
She said, come to the jail. I said, what? She said, I killed a guy. And I said, okay. And I went down. And then I got home and I got to thinking about it, you know?
Uh-huh. What'd you think about?
Well, I got to thinking, if she killed a guy, and, you know, it took a while.
Yeah, I'll bet it did, man.
What?
How long did it take you?
Well, I mean, a couple of weeks later, it finally dawned on me, you know.
Couple of weeks later, huh? I killed a guy. A couple of weeks later, it dawned on you what?
She would probably be in jail for a while.
No kidding.
What, is that dumb?
Yeah, man, a little bit.
Why?
Hey, bud, when somebody kills somebody, you know.
I guess there was too much to think about. You know, there's a whole bag of feed I had to get. And
a bag of feed?
Yeah, what, was she not the one with horses?
Yeah, I had to feed the horses.
Wow, man. Wow.
What?
I'm glad you got away from that chick. And I'm also glad that nothing came of you. You had to feed the horses. So this is what she told you after she's inside for killing a guy.
Yeah.
Not get me a lawyer.
Maybe, but that the only thing I remembered was get a feed bag.
Still, you go put on a feed bag.
Well, no.
Did she ever get a lawyer?
I don't know. Maybe that's what she asked me to get her.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's probably a good thing you don't know this chick anymore. Do you ever get letters from her? I don't know. Don't tell me, please. God, don't tell me. Yeah, it just dawned on me 2 weeks later. Maybe I had a breakup with her. She killed a guy.
Well.
Anyway, welcome back to the program. 877-876-7445. And we're also going to have a revisit here tonight from, I don't know if we have Larry Grover's mom, Gloria, right? Yes, we do. And she will be talking about the switch in her vote from Mitt Romney to Barack Obama. Her son, Larry, was with us last night. He's the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, and his mother now, Gloria, will be on with us to talk about supporting Barack Obama. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here at philhenryshow.com as well. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video. It's such a groovy, you know, it's a groovy kind of love, you know, the thing that we feel.
Yeah, I feel a good love for you. Yeah.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Let me get her on the phone here. Gloria, how are you?
Hello, Phil.
And Gloria Grover is with us, the mother of Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is the chairman. And Gloria, we've had you on our show before, and so you're doing well?
Yes, I'm doing very well, and Larry is as well. And I want to thank you for having me on your program this evening. I think it's a very important topic.
It is a very important topic, the topic of our next president. Now, you have moved your vote away from Mitt Romney to Barack Obama, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Why?
Well, I think that Larry is my son, and I love him very much, but he has been a very big supporter of the conservative movement for a long time, and I've always said to him that I want to be taken seriously as a woman, and I want to be taken, I want to be allowed to be a woman, and I've not been allowed to be a woman. I think as a conservative or as a woman who adheres mostly to those tenants.
Was Larry's father, your husband, was he?
Oh, yes.
He was conservative?
Oh, yes. He was Goldwater and Richard Nixon and very traditional, and I followed.
And you voted the same way?
I did. I followed in his footsteps, but I want to be allowed now to be a woman. And I think the way to do that
is to vote for President Obama?
Is to become a member of the Democratic Party. It was really not so much about Barack Obama as it was about the Democrats. And
so this is more of a party shift for you when you're voting for President Obama because he's the obviously the incumbent and the nominee.
That is correct, yes. And I think that there's more potential and more respect for women there.
Now, as I was talking to you before the before we went on the air tonight, and you were talking to me about having to handle the business of the house and the business of your husband's business after he passed on, you were overwhelmed, correct? And
yes.
And that kind of played into.
Yes. What my husband owned three service stations. And at one time...
Gas stations?
Yes, and at one time, it was... they were Gulf stations. They had been standard Chevron stations here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became Union 76. And they were all down in the Palos Verdes area. Even though Larry grew up here in Culver City, Jim would commute down there. When he died, I took over. And immediately I had an awful lot to deal with in terms of taxes and Wall Street and having to understand. And I found myself not understanding a lot of the business terms that the Wall Street people talked about. And we wound up losing the stations and wound up losing our money, the corporations. And fortunately for me, we had a retirement fund that I wanted to use, but the accountant advised me against that.
So the gas stations that your husband owned after he died, you were in charge of?
Oh, yes.
And you lost them?
Yes, we lost them through a series of errors, mismanagement, not good decisions, and eventually we were not able to make payroll. We had to sell the stations at a very big loss.
And this, you say, is the result of having been a Republican wife, a conservative woman.
Yes.
Now, you know Gloria, and we're talking to Gloria Grover. She's the mother of Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. Now, you know there are people who are going to say, how could you possibly attribute that to being a Republican? Republicans are all about business. They're all about...
Yes, I know.
Okay, and they're all about understanding business.
Well, yes, but they're not about women understanding business. I would say to Jim, will you tell me about the business? And he always would pat me on the cheek and, you know, you're too beautiful and I want you to take care of our sons and it's going to make you old before your time. And Jim put a high premium on keeping me feminine. And he felt that if he gave me too much information about business, then the worry would set in, and then you become ugly, you know. And
today, that would be considered very sexist.
Well, it would. And in retrospect now, I see how wrong he was and how cruel that was. For him to tell me how beautiful I was, I guess I should have been flattered, and I was. But now I realize that he was insulting me and holding me back from what I needed to know in order to save those businesses. And now I have a very difficult time thinking of my husband in terms other than how I almost wish he would have died sooner, because I would have had more time to learn.
Do you feel you hate your husband, your ex-husband?
Oh, I'll never hate him, but I don't respect him any longer, and I think he was, in many ways, a very selfish individual, and I should have taken Larry, and I should have taken Christopher, our other son, and just walked out on him and married this another man that I had been seeing at the time, and I don't want to get into that.
Were you unfaithful to him?
I don't want to get into that. But I should have taken the boys and moved in with him. He wanted me to move in with him. Not marry him, but move in with him.
Oh, wait. You don't want to talk about that, huh?
Because it doesn't have anything to do with the marriage that I was involved in with Jim, and the fact that he disrespected me by not letting me be a part of the business. He just wanted me to keep myself pretty and all of that.
But you were cheating on him.
I just don't want to talk about that. I just don't want to talk about that.
All right. That's fair enough. Talking here with Gloria Grover about about what led to this move from the Republican to the Democrats. You haven't yet explained to me how it is a Republican wife doesn't really know about business. You have said...
Jim wouldn't let me.
Yes, you have said that your husband Jim would let you nowhere near the business. But many in the Republican Party would say that you would still have the aptitude, if you applied Republican Party principles, you would still have the aptitude for business.
No, that's not true, because Republican Party principles prevent women from being... I know this now. When I wanted to terminate my pregnancy when we had Chris, and I love my son, but I wanted to terminate. Of course you can't, because it was against the law, but also the Republicans wouldn't allow that. And so I had to have this boy, and that was one more nine-month period that I spent laying on my back and gaining weight and not being able to go and show Jim how to straighten things out at the business as he continued to destroy the very thing.
All right, hold on, Gloria, okay? Hold on, 877-876. Phil, we'll be back here with Gloria Grover and her story of becoming a voter for and a supporter of Barack Obama after years as a Republican. Phil Henry Show. World-famous 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. So Gloria Grover is on the line talking with us tonight about her journey, if you will, from being a conservative wife to a liberal what, Gloria? Are you a businesswoman now?
Well, no, I think it's too late for me to go into business now. My son, Larry, is living here, as you know, and Larry has himself lost a great deal committing himself to the conservative cause.
Isn't Larry's story, though, the story of a guy who was so committed to his political, forget about whether he's conservative or liberal, just his political views, that he lost touch with the rest of his life?
Well, yes, that's true. But nothing, I think, compels a man to lose touch with the things that he loved and the things that give him life. Like, I think, the conservative point of view. That becomes an obsession unto itself.
Why do you say that?
I saw a little bit of it with Larry's father, Jim, when he started to become distracted by the Nixon impeachment or the Watergate, you know,
mm-hmm.
That he lost touch with business, and that's when business began to, really, we began to lose the business when Jim was alive, and then he died of a heart attack, but I saw him.
So your husband became obsessed with the impeachment thing, but Larry has gotten obsessed over the years with many political things. I think one of them was Clinton being impeached.
Yes, Larry was, that is what started between Larry and Marcy, his wife, and the girls left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Larry, I'm not going to have any part of it, and I want to be a woman, and I want to learn about business, and I want to learn about things, and so I decided to become a Democrat.
So what you're saying here tonight, Gloria, and that doesn't need any embellishing, but just to kind of encapsulate it, is that...
And also, Phil, the idea that, you know, in the years that I have left in me, I want to learn about business and bookkeeping and...
Okay, yeah, but what you're basically saying is, without embellishing anything, as a Republican female, you didn't learn a thing about life, and as a Democrat, you will.
As a Democrat, I'm going to be respected as a woman, and I will be cherished, and I'll be allowed to have a business, and if I want to terminate a pregnancy, I'll be allowed. I can't do that now. I'm too old. And as a result, we had a son that was not wanted. And Christopher knows that.
How does he know that? How does your son know that?
His grandfather, my father, made reference to it, and I eventually had to tell him because he said, I know I wasn't, it wasn't planned, and I said, well, you were a bit of a surprise. And
why would you tell him that, though?
Because he suspected it, you know, and then his father, Jim, basically said to him, no, we didn't want you, but we do love you. But
we didn't want you, but we do love you. Now, let me guess here. Christopher, your youngest?
He's the youngest, yes.
All right. Larry's his older brother.
Yeah, Larry's the eldest.
Okay. Let me take a guess. Christopher has some alcohol abuse?
No, he doesn't have any drinking problems. There's no alcohol abuse. He's had severe depression, and he's been in and out of jail for a number of infractions.
But so he's got a violent streak or an unlawful streak?
I would say he's not violent, no. He's just not a trustworthy person. And the doctor said to us that that had nothing to do with him, not we. But if I'd been a Democrat, then I might have been able to abort abort him.
Well, it was illegal, though, wasn't it?
He was born in 1975. So,
all right, well, then that would mean that it was legal because Roe versus Wade was 73. But beyond that, you were talking about...
I don't want to think about that because now you're telling me I could have aborted him and now legally, and now I feel even worse for the fact that I was a Republican.
Yeah, but here's what I want to get to here, Gloria. Republicans have been blamed here now for the fact that you didn't abort a son that eventually became some kind of a reprobate, some scofflaw, right?
A criminal, yes.
Okay, not a violent criminal.
No.
Well, what kind of crimes?
Oh, theft, wire fraud. He was involved in some money laundering. He was involved in, stealing money from the businesses.
Okay. All of this is the fault of you being a Republican because you, your husband was, and you were under the thumb of a husband that wouldn't teach you business. Why didn't you become a Democrat back then?
I was kept under the thumb of a...
Well, no. Why did you not become a Democrat back then?
I'm trying to answer you, Phil. I was kept under the thumb of a Republican husband who did not allow me even the ability to educate myself as to how wrong I was and Jim was and how wrong everything was. So I didn't even have the chance to...
Why didn't you make up your own mind? Certainly you saw the news. Certainly you were watching television. You say that the two of you saw Watergate unfold.
We both did, and we both said that it was President Nixon being persecuted.
So it never occurred to you then?
It wouldn't, because Jim would not allow it. And he would not allow me to draw those conclusions if we were watching television. And I said to him, Jim, it seems to me that President Nixon shouldn't fire all those people or whatever he was doing. And Jim would say to me, you know, I love you as you are. Please don't turn into one of them. And he would point to the screen and say, I love you as you are. You're very beautiful. And I don't want you to lose your looks. A lot of times I thought, was he threatening me? I didn't feel like it.
Threatening you how? That he would beat you up?
No, I don't think so. But... He would always have a look on his face saying, I don't want you to lose your looks. And he would linger with the stare, and the smile would disappear. And
that sounds like a threatening stare.
I don't think so, Phil. It was a man in love with a woman. And
if your husband would say to you, don't be like one of them, meaning with the Democrats.
Yeah, the liberals that he said were persecuting President Nixon.
And he would stare at you and say, I don't want you to lose your looks. And then the smile would disappear, but he'd keep staring.
Yes. He would smile at me and say, Gloria, I love you. You're so beautiful. I don't want you to lose your looks over this. And then the smile would turn into just a straight across mouth, and his eyes would stare, fix on me.
That sounds like a threatening stare.
No.
Yeah. When you are smiling at a woman and you say to her, I don't want you to lose your looks, and then... You know.
See how you're laughing, Phil? You think it's the idea of it's funny, you know?
No, I don't. I just was looking at myself in the camera here. I was doing it, so I don't want you to lose your looks, honey. I don't know. I 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Let's take a phone call here right now and go to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. We're on here with Gloria Grover, who is the mother of Larry Grover, from conservatives of Kern County. Go ahead.
Ms. Grover, right?
Yes, this is Gloria.
Ms. Grover, you're saying, first of all, I want to say to you that I'm an aspiring police officer. I want to be a police officer, you know, of the LAPD. You know, of the LAPD. And as a police officer, I guess you could say, you know, that I'm, like a lot of ways, I'm a conservative, you know. But I wanted to ask you some questions about you becoming a Democrat. Number one, are you aware of the fact that Democrats most likely are going to be in favor of, like a criminal in a courtroom who might have gone into your house and stole anything you have, or perhaps even, you know, assaulted you? Do you know that they defend the criminal?
Well, I think that they stand for the rights of people.
No. No, they don't. Democrats defend the criminals against the homeowners and stuff. You know.
Well, all right, but can we be fair here that not all Democrats defend criminals?
I think that's a fair thing to say.
No, Mr. Henry, the statistics show that Democrats and liberals are mostly criminal right people. You know.
I think that might have been the case at one time. I think it's changed.
So. All right. So I just want you to know. Are you in favor of you being raped?
Am I...
What kind of a question is that?
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I mean, if you become a Democrat, you are, basically saying I'm in favor of, of basically, I don't want to sound stupid, I'm basically in favor of raping myself, and,
No, I'm not in favor of raping myself, no.
Well, I mean, if you vote for a Democrat, then you're going to be voting for the criminal,
So in other words, Dave, there is absolutely no chance at all that Democrat. Now, we just had 4 years of a Democratic president, a Democratic attorney general, okay?
Yeah, and they wanted to try Osama bin Laden in downtown New York, too. Just like Mr. Eastwood said.
Clint Eastwood is a reactionary. I don't.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to get you to see, Ms. Grover, that if you become a Democrat, then you're going to be supporting the side that has more criminal rights,
And by the way, Dave, it's criminal, not criminal, okay?
That's what I'm saying, sir.
No, you're not. You're going criminal, okay?
Hold on. What's going on here?
Wait a minute.
Phil, is this Phil Henry? Phil, I've been listening on the radio driving in. Are you? What is going on here?
I've got it, Larry. Okay.
You don't have any. Are you talking to my mother on the air? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. We asked her to be a guest. Isn't she an adult woman? Can't she make her decisions for herself?
Well, I'm listening to the memory of my father being taken and wiped, literally or figuratively. It's being rubbed against, you name it, anyone's crotch. It could be you, my mother. It could be this gentleman, Mr. Olive. But I'm listening to the memory of my father.
Sir, my name is Dave Oliva, sir.
All right, but I'm listening to the memory of my father being taken and just used as a towel to towel off your...
Larry, I am on the radio speaking for myself for the first time in my life, Larry. I lived under your father's thumb.
And get away from that phone.
Larry, please.
No, get away. Go into your bedroom. Go into your room now.
Larry, I'm your mother.
Go into your room.
What do you think you're trying to do, anyway?
Mr. Henry, I run this house, and Mother has been not,
Sir, I want to thank you, sir, for taking it.
Mr. Olive, do you mind? I want to thank you.
My name is Oliver, sir.
All right, sir. I want to thank you for supporting us, Mr. Got it.
My name is Oliver, sir.
Okay, Mr. Oliver, but Mr. Henry, my mother has not been well. She's been talking a lot of foolishness. And I can tell you...
What is this? What am I talking to? Some 1950s movie dialogue we got here? Your mother's been talking foolishness? We had her on the air because she had called and said that she had decided to switch her vote...
Aha! So she called you, huh? Did you instigate this, mother?
Wait a minute, Larry.
I wanted to be my own woman.
Get back in there. Go ahead.
Larry, if you don't let that woman out of her bedroom, I'm going to call the police and tell them... I'm going to call the police and tell them that you're holding someone against their will, and it's elder abuse. You understand?
He's got you there, Mr. Groventine, or whatever your name is.
Just because I called you Olive?
I don't know what your name is.
My name is Grover.
Okay. I didn't mean to mess it up.
I'm sorry I called you Olive.
All right, but I mean, Mr. Harry's got you there, He's got you there,
I do have you there, and I will make good on that threat. Now, you let her out of that room and put her back on the phone where she was.
All she's going to do is maybe...
Get her out of that room and put her back on the phone. I don't give a damn what you got to say.
Give me that phone.
I'm sorry, Mother.
Thank you, Phil.
If he ever pulls that again, you call me day or night, anytime. You understand?
Yes, I will.
And as a matter of fact, I'm not even satisfied yet.
Mr. Henry, can I hang up now?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dave, for your call.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Mr. Henry, and I hope someday that I'll be able to.
All right, 877-876-7445. I'm going to just say this and then go to a break. I'm not even done with him. I'm very disturbed and dissatisfied about what he did. Does he do that a lot?
Well, I don't want to say. I wonder what a good answer would be. What would get me the most...
I'm sorry?
Oh, nothing. I think... Phil, let's let it just go.
All right, well, let's hold on. 877-876-7445. Talking here to Gloria Grover, the daughter of Larry Grover, the mother, although in that instance you would have thought she was the daughter of Larry Grover, as we talk about her decision to switch from a Republican to a Democratic vote in this year's presidential elections. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Thank Phil Hendry better. Show.
Larry Grover, now
on the line. Gloria Grover and Larry Grover has been on the line, and I've had to separate the two of them because what we have here is a woman who has switched her vote from Republican to Democrat in this year's election. You were married to a Republican. You were married to a man that you say was the opposite, really, of what a lot of women experience. He was not abusive. He was...
He was not, Phil. He was a very complimentary man. What you said about how he said, I don't want you to lose your looks.
See, that was the part that sounded a little violent to me, you know.
I don't think so. He would look at me and say, I don't worry about this political stuff, or you know, I want you to be beautiful and not lose your look. And then his face would, he would stop smiling and he would continue to stare at me. For a long period of time, but I consider that to be complimentary.
All right, 1-800-449-8666. Let me take a phone call here. Larry Grover probably is going to want to be back on the line here in a moment. This is Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Phil.
Yes, sir.
This poor lady, deep down, what her issue is she's just backwards. Actually, she's far more a Democrat than a Republican. She's wormy, and the poor lady's been... She don't have a spine. But her son, who's kind of taken over and run her life, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a cell phone to give to her, and when she needs him whip-stitched, jap-slapped, and straightened out, she can call me. I'll come over and straighten that son of hers out, and then the lady won't have any more problems, because once I can sit down with her, and I can get her seeing straight. What do you think?
Let me see. Larry? Larry?
Let me get Larry...
Larry, this gentleman had a message for you.
What gentleman?
The gentleman on the phone here.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't comprehend what I'm saying to you. Well, look, you got.
I didn't hear what you said because I wasn't listening to the radio. I was told by Mr. Hendry to get away from my own mother, who I told to get into that room. I didn't give her permission to be on the air with this guy tonight.
She's an adult woman.
I'm an adult.
Mother, shut up for a minute, will you?
Well, here's a guy here that takes exception to it.
Who, you?
No, this gentleman I'm talking to.
You, what's your name, sir?
Steve. And you call me Mr. Bottom line is...
You should stay out of my private business, sir.
Hey, when you're treating her bad, it becomes my business. It's just anybody's business if... Messing up
what's
here.
What's going on
like
between you two?
You treat your mother right. What? I'll tell you what.
What's going on between you two?
I'll come over there, put pop knots on your head each time you screw up. And you keep screwing up enough, your shoulder blades will get broken or something.
Well, now, that's a violent terrorist threat that is a federal...
It's not a terrorist threat.
Violation of federal law.
Well, you know what, Larry? He's basically saying what a lot of people are thinking. You treating your mother like that.
Mother wants to become a Democrat. Do you understand? Do either one of you knuckleheads get that? She wants to vote for Barack Obama.
Doesn't make any difference. You don't tell her to go into a room and shut the door and not come out.
I want
to... No, Mother, you may not talk. Now, this guy here that's made a terrorist threat to me...
He's talking the way a lot of people would. Treat a woman like that? What do you think's going to happen?
I didn't didn't do anything to her that my father didn't do. Father used to say to her, because I remember he would say to her, Gloria, shut up and get away from me. And you liked that, Mother.
Oh, your father never said that. He just told me, don't trouble yourself over politics.
You said something, Steve, by the way, that I thought was very interesting. You said she's really more of a Democrat than she ever was a Republican, right? Steve did.
Spineless, wormy kind of personality here. That's far more Democrat than Republican there.
I don't know how old you are, young man, but I was a woman in the 60s, and they never let us do anything. We couldn't own a business. We couldn't, And you just called me spineless and wormy. How would you like me to come to where you are and put a few Jap knots or whatever you call it? I forget what,
All right, we don't need that kind of threats,
Well, this guy, he's pissing me off. don't get between a meat and its dog.
Don't get between a dog and its feet.
You correcting me, too?
Ow!
Yeah? You want some more of that? Why don't you get in the room now, okay? Why don't you shut up and you get in the room, Larry?
Mother,
get in the room.
All right, look, Miss Grover.
What's that stutter? Say something, Mr. Stutter.
Phil Hendry. I...